श्री गुरु वैष्णवश्च श्रीरूपं सर्वजातं सहगणावतं तं तं सुदेवं सद्वैतं सद्वितं कृष्णसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदं सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखमुखंश्च ॐ ज्ञानचमनन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे गुरुचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः नमो महावरणाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्नि कोटिशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुण सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत रारकंत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभान सुतिदेवी प्रणमामि हरे प्रिय जय तो सुतो पंगो मम मंदमतिर्दि सेव्य मान स्मरण श्रीमान रासरसारंभे पंचतत्त्वकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तवतं भक्तक्यं नमामि भक्तिशक्तिकम् श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय हो धन्यवाद प्रणाम स्वामी समूति स्वांसी कापुत्री कृपा सिंधु देव चापति नाम भावदेव्यो वैष्णदेव्यो नमो नम जय हो सो धन्यवाद वैकुंठ महाराज श्रीपद भक्ति ग्रंत वैकुंठ महाराज हु सेफली मेड इट टू द बिग एप्पल ऑफ द US of A. I don't know if he's on this chat or not. I hate to chant over his communications with devotees. Maharaj, are you still there? Dhanavad. Anyway, I don't know when he converse. I didn't see his. Okay, thank you. So, first of all, I need some input from some of the devotees. Now, as you know, Harikatha is sent out on the festival days, as is today. Harikatha with lectures by Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, our Gurudev, concerning Vishwa Mahotsava. And also, some of us get Vishuddha Chaitanya Vani Harikatha of these titis from Srila Bhakti Vigyan Bharati Maharaj. Now I have both, but if a large percentage of you have already read Srila Narayana Maharaj's Harikatha about Vishwa Mahotsava, because it's really strange that the titi is there before it is in India. Usually it's the other way around. So is there many of you, so let's just, if you could just say, the Harikatha by Srila Gurudev or Srila Bharati Maharaj or both, I guess I prefer both, but is responding anyone else? Okay, RR doesn't want me to say either one. I'm kidding. Both. Okay. All right, great. Okay. Shiva Bhakti Vedanta Nayam Goswami Maharaj, Gurudev, Hari Katha on Vishnu Mahotsava, July 5th. It's the first day of the Chaitra Mas period. So on September 13th, 2000, Shiva Gurudev was in Mathura. On September 13th, 2000. So, following his Hari Katha on that day and glorification of this day, Shiva Gurudev explains, after offering his sastanavana pranams to his Gurudev and my Guru Bharga, today is a very sacred day in our line. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and began to search for his brother, Sri Vishwaroop. While searching, he found out on this day that his brother had been in Pandharapur, and there he had left his body and had taken samadhi on the bank of the river Bhima. Then, although Mahaprabhu was always observing Chaturmas Vrata very strictly for 4 months and not shaving, he shaved off his hair on this day. Before this year, he had never shaved for these 4 months. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada at one time requested his devotees to take his picture during Chaturmas so that he would never be criticized for not following Chaturmas. So, and that photo is one of the ones that is very nostalgic and prevalent and beautiful. So, he shaved off his hair on this day. Before this year, he had never shaved for these 4 months, nor did he cut his nails. He observed all the rules and regulations of Chaturmas. There are many items that are restricted during Chaturmas, such as leafy vegetables in the first month, yogurt in the second month, which is where we still are. Oh, tomorrow begins milk and mustard oil on the fourth month, and also a type of dal that we don't normally take. Besides this, throughout all 4 months, tomatoes, eggplants, and explains it. Several other foodstuffs are prohibited, like honey, sometimes spinach, eggplant, etc. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to follow all these rules very strictly. But now we see that devotees many times don't follow. Our Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada were very strong in this guard. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada said, "Take my photo during the 4 months in Chaturmas to show that I never shave at that time. Always keep it. Otherwise, so many so-called disciples will say, 'Oh, Prabhupada never observed Chaturmas.'" By his causeless mercy, Param Pujapad Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj gave concessions in the Western countries, and that is the only reason he used to also shave. The Westerners could not follow strictly at that time. That is why he allowed tomatoes and eggplant, and also he sometimes would take them. And we can understand the time, place, and circumstance. It was very prominent amongst the young society for the males to grow their hair very long, grow beards, because rebelling from the present society. So Prabhupada wanted to make us clean, neat and clean, internally and externally as well. So Gurudev says he also gives some concessions, but not here in India. But in Western countries, if devotees there like, they can take some of these items, but we don't take them. Specifically, he's referring to carrots. Now, in the West, the carrots are orange. They're the same family, but here they're red. So Anyway, a little side joke in this regard that many of you may have heard, but since we're talking about carrots, so in fact, one of my sannyasi godbrothers in ISKCON, when we were debating back and forth a little bit, and he was asking me questions about Shinran, what things of statements Shinran Maharaj had. Obviously the taste is different. So, Shinran, many things that he said were taken out of context to make it look very bad. But if you understand why he said certain things and what he said before and after, then it was very simple. So I was going back and forth with this godbrother from emails for various months, and then I hadn't heard from him for a couple of months, and he finally wrote me and he said, well, what's the Gaudiya Mass position on chocolate? And I knew he liked chocolate. But many devotees in ISKCON, because at different times, Srila Prabhupada did say we shouldn't take chocolate because it had caffeine in it. And Gurudev also mentioned that and didn't take it himself, but it wasn't a big thing. So make a long story short, in ISKCON, they take carrots, but many of them don't take chocolate. And in Gaudiya Mass, they take chocolate, but they don't eat carrots. So I chose Gaudiya Mass. I'm minimizing my chocolate banamali bleeding. I'm reading on my phone and looking at your chats on my iPad. So sometimes my iPhone or my phone stops. We should strictly follow our proper line from Mahaprabhu to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada and all of our gurus. Srila Bhakti began in Keshmaraj and Srila Swami Maharaj. In the Western countries, if we cannot follow this, then how can we follow Sri Krishna and how can we serve Radha and Krishna? Mahaprabhu shaved after 2 months and we follow this. So, wow, that's the end of that lecture. So he didn't get into the Mahotsava of Vishwaroop. So I'll read that by Srila Bhaktivedanta Bharati Goswami Maharaj. Let's just see where it is. Okay, there it is. So, September 2nd, 2020 is Vishwaroop Mahotsava in Vrindavan. The following is an excerpt from the Bhavanuvad discourse by Sri Bhaktivedanta Goswami Bhaktivedanta Bharati Goswami is given on September 4th, 2009 and September 9th, 2014. Maharaj begins. Oh, I wanted, because we did glorify him yesterday, I have to say something that was very touching to me when I had his association. I did mention yesterday how I felt the same, because a pure devotee emits Bhagavatam refers to it as saffron lotus particles from all of his pores. He emits a supreme love, which convert, is the atmosphere where he is Vrindavan. So in one of his discourses, when I was a brahmachari and distributing books, etc., we used to learn and study verses. So I remember many, many years ago learning a verse that I thought was so nice, how Srila Rupa Goswami had written a verse down glorifying Sri Harinam. And he wrote this on a palm leaf when it is deep absorption of Harinam Bhajan. And then he put the palm leaf in the thatched roof of his Bhajan Kutir. And he went to take bath in the Ganga. So sometime later, Mahaprabhu came by his Bhajan Kutir. And of course, Mahaprabhu knows everything. So he went right to that palm leaf and he read it, this verse. tunde tundar ne tim tante tundar in nabdahe karnako kadambani kitaite sabindriyam kita. Check the problem somebody which I think sabindriyam kitin no jane janita kriya bhiramitai krishne divana twahi. He read this verse and he began jumping in ecstasy, crying, and exhibiting ecstatic symptoms. Mahaprabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nanyan. And so Radharani had manifested from her heart this verse. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krish and Na have produced. When the holy name, when these two syllables enter into my ears, I then desire thousands of years. 2 years are insufficient. And when the holy name dances on my tongue, then I want millions and millions of tongues to nourish that holy name, to taste it more and more. And when the holy name, it conquers the activities of my mind and makes all my senses inert, it enters in the courtyard of my heart. I do not know how much nectar these two syllables, Krish and Na, have produced. So I was at a Harikatha of Srila Bharati Maharaj when he was still staying at the Chaitanya Gaudiya in Mayapur, and Bhakti Balabhatirtha Maharaj was still on the planet at that time, although he was in very deep samadhi in Calcutta. And we could go and get his darshan. One of the brahmacharis got angry at me that was watching him. For a while, he used to walk just a few steps, but mostly he was in a wheelchair. So when he could still walk just a little bit, they let me in because I was in sannyasi. But they were really surprised when I paid my obeisances. I reached out and touched his feet because that wasn't allowed anyway. So, because I had learned, because in 1977, the last time I saw my Gurudev Prabhupada, they made a morning announcement that nobody could touch Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet because he was manifesting his disappearance, Leela, and some seemingly ill health. So, and there was hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of devotees, and they couldn't get close to Srila Prabhupada. So he stayed by the bell that he would come and ring and circumambulate the deities and come back during the Govinda prayers. So when I paid my obeisances, he approached. I got up and I looked up, and his feet were like about 3 feet from my head. And I at that time, it wouldn't have been just a little bit of angry chastisement by a brahmachari, they would have beat me up. So I didn't touch his feet, but I mentally tried to bathe them with my tears. I keep losing my place on my phone if I don't. My gosh, it goes back to the beginning each time. Srila Maharaj recited that verse and he commented on it in a very amazing way. He explained that this was actually spoken by Srimati Radharani. And I hadn't really heard that. Maybe it was in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but I don't know. I heard that it manifested from Mahaprabhu's heart, but they gave more emphasis on Rupa Goswami writing it and then Mahaprabhu's reaction to it. But when I heard Srila Bharati Maharaj saying that actually this is verse spoken by Srimati Radharani, and that in that deep ecstatic state, she spoke these words of glorifying Sri Nam Prabhu, which is no different from her and her beloved Sri Krishna. And just he extrapolated on that some more, and I just remembered. Because there's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita that it's very amazing. Jive Shakshad Naita Chaitaguru Shikuru Haiti Krishna Mahanta Sarupe. We don't hear the dictations and the instructions of the Lord in our heart, Chaitaguru, because we're absorbed in material, the external energy, etc., etc., absorbed in our senses. So we don't hear those that, and have that deep communication with the Lord and the heart, Chaita Guru, and Paramatma. But out of mercy, that Paramatma appears before that sincere devotee in the form of the most exalted Sudha Vaishnava. And when he speaks, you just realize this is like, sometimes it's referred to as the external manifestation of Paramatma. But more than that, and so those words just touched me very deeply, how he explained how this is Srimati Radharani's feelings and then manifested in this verse. And who is Rupa Goswami? But Shri Rupa Manjari, who understands the heart of Srimati Radhika like no one else, and also Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, Stapitam Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Karamaya Mutadati Swapadantikam, understands the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who, when he read that verse, became ecstatic. He also spoke, he wrote another verse at a different time, and a similar thing happened. He put it in his roof of this Vajan Kunti, and then when Mahaprabhu came and read it, he thought, wow, how does Rupa Goswami know my heart and the internal meaning of the verse he spoke at Rath Yatra, which is actually sort of a mundane song of two lovers in separation, but it's actually Rupa Goswami gave the essence of the verse in beautiful poetry, how Krishna is separated from Srimati Radharani and Radharani is separated from Krishna, who is Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Radharani in separation from himself. So, Srila Bharati Maharaj says, today is a special day. It is the final day of our Kalkata Maharaj's month-long festival, as well as Vishwaroop Sannyas Day. From external version, Vishwaroop, the brother of Sri Chaitanya, performed his appearance pastimes in this world, accepting Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Dev as his parents and as the elder brother of Sri Chaitanya. Ontologically, he is Baladev Tattva. When Nityananda Prabhu, who is also Baladev Tattva, made his appearance, then Vishwaroop took this opportunity and left this world, feeling there was no necessity for his role and to at all compete with Nityananda. After accepting sannyas, he proceeded on Tirtha Darshan, and once he reached Pandapur, there he merged into the deity of Vitala. Wow. He possessed a very beautiful, pleasing personality. His speech was very sweet, and he attracted everyone's heart. This is Nityananda. Nitya, eternal, Ananda, bliss. So beautiful of personality. With so much bliss, just by looking at his beautiful form, seeing his wonderful lotus eyes, persons would be so enamored and attracted to him. He exhibited the pastime of becoming a student of Advaitacharya and capturing his heart. During that period, the people of the world were apathetic to Hari Bhajan and more inclined towards atheism. Therefore, Advaitacharya had difficulty finding anyone willing to discuss topics concerning the Lord. Devotees would feel immensely despondent, observing that the sad state of affairs were present, and they would pray and call out to Lord Advaitacharya and would discuss spiritual matters with Vishwaroop, despite the fact that he was his student. Advaitacharya took a vow that he would make the Lord descend to propagate Hari Bhakti for the eternal welfare of this world. And thus he began to worship the Supreme Lord with water and tulsi leaves. During that time, young Vishwaroop would visit him for studies. So Dvaita, not Advaita. So Advaita means non-dual, and Dvaita means dual. So when Vishwa Roop took sannyas and left home, Nimai was still a child. Satyamanta thought that Advaitacharya was not Advaita. Instead, he was Dvaita, because he had another mood inside, considering, as a result of my teaching, the result of teaching my son renunciation, she's explaining her feelings about Advaitacharya. It was a criticism, actually, and later Mahaprabhu brought that out and taught the world a lesson, and it was a transcendental pastime. As a result of teaching my son renunciation, Vishwa Roop has left and accepted sannyas. Instead of unifying people, he splits them apart. Therefore, she stopped Nimai's education, thinking that it is an outcome of studying under Advaitacharya and understanding the material world to be temporary. Nimai would also renounce this world, like his brother. She thought, there's no need to educate Nimai, rather let him remain at home like a fool. Nonetheless, Mahaprabhu is Dharma Sanstapaka, the establisher of religion, so he abided by the orders of his parents, but knew how to get his way of resuming his education by performing the pastime of sitting on a pile of used pots. So it's interesting because in India they were accustomed to eating on leaf plates and cooking in clay pots, etc., etc. So they would naturally just throw those away when they were used, but they were considered impure. Now, India was an agrarian society before the British came. Then they introduced the big factories and the big cities, and eventually plastic, etc. So now people, they don't realize it, but they throw it away and think that it will biodegrade like the leaf plates and clay, but it doesn't. It's eventually Nimai, oh wait a second. Oh, so he doesn't go into the past then, I guess. Only there's a beautiful picture of Nimai on top of pots, and he's eating something, and Sachi comes by and chastises him. Why are you in that impure place? And Mahaprabhu begins to, you see. Shivaji Maharaj doesn't say it, so Mahaprabhu began to say, how can these be impure? It's all one. Everything manifesting from the Supreme Lord is non-different. And anyway, how can you say it's impure because it's the Lord's paraphernalia, etc., etc.? So Satyamata needed to correct his sort of Mayavadi dissertation. And she gave the example of a clay vessel. And clay and a clay vessel are both made out of clay. Their substance is clay. But in the form of a cup, you can drink water out of it. But when it's just clay, it'll simply become muddy. So eventually, Nimai too accepted sannyas with the intention to spread Hari Bhakti for the eternal welfare of the jivas and to subdue the atheists. He resided in Jagannapuri on his mother's request. She told him, don't go so far away because Puri is not so far and people will come, devotees will come here and give me news of you. And Mahaprabhu also had so much love and respect and honor for his mother that he would come there to Navadvip, especially in Santipur, and give his darshan and love to Satyamata. From Puri, he went in search of Vishwa Roop. Upon reaching Pandarpura, he received the news that Vishnu had taken sannyas and had already left his body by merging into the deity of Vitala. However, his search for Vishnu served only as a pretext for delivering people of South India. When someone would see Mahaprabhu with his beautiful lotus eyes and his wonderful tall transcendental body with his arms extending all the way down to his knees and ecstatic symptoms manifesting and torrents of tears coming from him, they would automatically be so touched themselves that they would also begin chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and become transformed. And miraculously, even those persons that had seen Mahaprabhu and became touched by his brain and became full of brain themselves, they would go to somewhere else, and people who saw them would also be touched like that. So in this way, we may think ourselves very insignificant, which we are, but because we come in contact with pure Vaishnavas, accepted their instructions to our heart, then we go out and try to get this message to others. It transmits through our sincerity and touches other people's hearts, and they become purified. So today is Vishwarup Sanyas Day. Mayavadis observe the Chaturmas Vrata for only 2 months and end their Vrata today. The reason is that earlier there were no good modes of transport, roads, trains, and so on. And as a result, they would reside in one place for 4 months and complete the vow of their Chaturmas until the rainy season had ended. As a result, they would reside for 4 months at home. Now that there are no such difficulties, considering the four fortnights as 4 months, they complete their vows on this day. In any case, the real purpose of observing vows is to completely engage the mind in the service of the Lord. Srila Gurudev used to say that Chaturmas is like constructing a temple for the Lord. By following these simple restrictions and regulations, then we create a temple of Chaturmas so that we can worship the Lord in our hearts and purify ourselves. It's also the final day of that Prichit Raj heard the Srimad Bhagavatam at the end of his life. Wow. After 7 consecutive days of hearing from Sri Sukadeva Goswami as per the latter's instructions, the recitation began on Namami Day and ended on Purnima Tithi. Nowadays, the 7th day recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam is organized. The 7th day recitation of Bhagavatam is organized everywhere, and they have simply named this practice Bhagavat Sapta, but they do not follow the rules properly. The rules are to begin on Navami and end on Purnamasi or Amavasya, facing north, free from sins, very humbly, as Gokarna had performed for the deliverance of his brother Dundakari. As such, Srimad Bhagavatam recitation is getting rest, Vishram, on this day on account of Vishwarup Mahotsava, and we shave our heads. Those who are not following Sri Chaitanya Dev also shave their heads today because they conclude the Chaturmas Vrata. They conclude their Chaturmas Vrata on this day. And for us, in the middle of Chaturmas Vrata, exactly halfway, which begins from Sayam Ekadasi. So that concludes the portion of Srila Bharati Maharaj's glorification of Vishwarup Mahotsava. So today, I was a little late starting today because it was interesting. Yesterday, today's a full moon, of course, and I sleep near an open window. And it's nice because for the last 2 nights I haven't needed fan because it's getting cooler. But also because the window's open, it's right by my head. I was woken up night before last at 1:30 in the morning by the moon rays. It was so intense. The moon rays are so intense. And I thought, oh, I should get up and do the Garudan Kulikram. But then I forgot that I was doing the class yesterday because of Srila Haridas Thakur's disappearance day and Srila Bhakti Vigyan Bhakti's disappearance day. And I thought, well, I'll just take my iPad with me. And I thought, no, I'm going through some areas. I'm not so worried, but some people tell me to be careful at certain times, at certain places. Because the poor persons that are living here, many Brajbasis, they can't work because they're locked down and their stores are closed. And how do they feed their families? So some of them, of course, are becoming desperate to feed their families, and so they're turning towards illegal means of providing some sustenance for them. So one thing I wanted to do on this may be my last day, I don't know. I heard some general discussion that Vaikunth Maharaj may be giving it a different time. So we'll see if this spot is still open for me or not. You're saturated anyway with my existence and can't tolerate me anymore. But one thing I'd like to do is read a little bit, because we know that Harinam is everything. Harinam is everything. So, and I quoted a verse day before yesterday. On the essence of all instructions is to chant not only hearing the name, which is utmost importance, not that we just hear our mind and its curriculum of this material universe and desires, etc., but we hear the real holy name, praying and crying to hear that name deeply. Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj said we should cry like anything to Harinam, praying that Harinam will manifest in our hearts. And he said, if you can't cry, then cry that you're not crying. And if you're not crying that you're not crying, then you should cry, etc., etc., etc. He said we should open up schools for learning how to cry. Cry out to the Supreme Lord, Radha and Krishna, Nityananda Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar, our acharyas, to please penetrate into deep into the recesses of our hearts and cut the hard and stone-like layers of our heart. When we associate with soft-hearted persons, then we become soft-hearted. And who's the most soft-hearted is Nityananda Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna, the six Goswamis, and our acharyas, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by their association and by praying to them, taking their instructions as our life and soul, then our hard hearts gradually become softened. And in that state, then we can absorb pure bhakti. So, also besides hearing the holy name, one should meditate on the Lord's form, especially the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord are so powerful. Of course, I very much love a painting of Krishna, and it shows him clasping Srimati Radharani's lotus feet with tears in his eyes putting them close to his head. And you know that in Jayadev Goswami has recited the verse with Krishna, he wants always to be absorbed at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. and I forget the Sanskrit. So we meditate on that form of the Lord, beginning with his lotus feet, and also the lotus feet of Srimati, which Krishna takes upon his head. And we begin with praying to Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, meditating on his form, Nityananda's lotus feet, six Goswamis, etc., a Gurudev, his manifestation, Nityananda Prakash, Akhandavi, we talked about Nityananda right before us in the form of our Gurudev, our Gurudevarga. So meditating on these transcendental forms is very purifying for the mind and consciousness, and will soften the hard heart while we're chanting. And also the holy Dham of the Supreme Lord, which is not different from the Supreme Lord. And the transcendental associates, parikars of the Supreme Lord, and both Chaitanya Gaura Leela and Radha Krishna's Leelas, and their transcendental pastimes. Gopa Vrindavan is Navadvipa, a hidden Vrindavan, and Vrindavan is so ultimately non different from Radha and Krishna as well. If we can't be here personally in the body, then we have to pray to the holy Dham and be absorbed in our minds in the holy name, in the holy Dham, while we're chanting the holy name. And praying to four personalities. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu was given Sri Harinam, which is much different than the Harinam given by other Hari Yuga Gaura avatars. Sri Chaitanya in this Kali Yuga is a special manifestation of the Yuga avatar, non-different from Radha and Krishna. In previous Kali Yugas, thousands and thousands of them, the Kali Yuga avatar was Gaura Narayan, who also gave the Yuga Dharma of Kali, which is chanting Harinam. But by chanting Harinam under the guidance of that avatar, Gaura Narayan, one would at most achieve Vaikuntha. But Sri Chaitanya, Danya Kali avatar, Namo Mahavananaya, very most merciful manifestation. He's not an avatar, he's avatari. He's the source of all other avatars, as is Krishna. So he has injected and infused Sri Harinam on the special Braj Bhakti Ras, Radha and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, personally Radha and Krishna, giving his and her syllables of their manifestation, the incarnation of sound of Radha and Krishna, personally infused with deep Bhakti Ras, Braj Bhakti Ras. And Gurudev explains in Acharyas that we pray the four personalities to enter in to this Braj Bhakti Ras. And we can pray to them throughout the day while we're chanting. We pray to Harinam, Kabe Habe Bolo Sevin Hamon, Aparada Ruchi Sudanama Ruchi, Kabe Habe Bolo Sevin Hamon. We pray that when can we chant the name without offenses, taste for the name increasing, etc. So, praying for different forms, leelas, and manifestations. So, the four personalities that Gurudev and Acharyas explain that we should chant to enter into this Braj Bhakti Ras while chanting and while performing sadhana bhajan is Vrindadevi, Tulsi Maharani in this world, Vrindadevi. She's the most intimate aspect of Purnamasi, Yoga Maya. So we want to be in Maya. Don't think that we should pray to Krishna to be out of Maya. We don't want to get out of Maya. We want to get out of Mahamaya, but we want to stay in Yoga Maya, transcendental illusion. The Vaisis, they don't think Krishna is the Supreme Lord. They don't spend time with extensive prayers and reverential adoration. They have different relationships. There is servitude based on love. There is friendship based on love. There's so much mamata and possessiveness. There's vatsali parental praying for Krishna and conjugal praying Madhurya Ras. So Guru has also said the fact that you've taken birth in this Kali Yuga and in this Danya Kali means that we have a relationship with the Supreme Lord, Anitta, Mabu, Radha, and Krishna in the mood of Madhurya Prem, and not as Swakya Ras, but Parakya Ras, under the guidance of the Braja deities from Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani. So, I pray to Vinadevi, and we pray to Giriraj Govardhan. He's like the Tilak of Vrindavan. He's the manifested from the heart of Srimati Radharani. And I'm so fortunate, beyond my kindful ability to understand, Radha Kuna and Shama Kuna are like, also said that Govardhan is like a peacock. And this part of the peacock, the eyes of Radha Kuna and Shama Kuna. So we pray to Giriraj, Vrinda Devi, also Jamuna Devi, who is Vishaka Saki. Jamuna is the brother of Yamaraj, the daughter of the sun god, Surya Dev, Mampunata Savadara Binda Bandanami, Mampunata Savadara Binda. So it's very powerful. Jamuna Astakam, Radhakunda Astakam, Shamakunda Astakam, Govardhana Astakam, Vrindadevi Astakam. Vrinde Namaste Charanaravindam, Vrinde Namaste Charanaravindam. We pray to Vrindadevi. And also we pray to Gopeshwar Mahadev, born Shiva in his form as a Sakhi, Devi in Vrindavan, Gopeshwar. So these four personalities will help us enter in to Raj Bhakti and pray to these personalities, pray to especially our Gurudev and Guru Varga, and six Goswamis, Goswami Ashtakam. So powerful. And, you know, many devotees in Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's society, they have this conception that Srila Prabhupada is a Kali boy. Although, you know, obviously some of our acharyas and our gurudev is given, because they're there in the leaders, they know who this personality is, and that this personality will reveal herself to us when we're sincere and increasing our absorption in those teachings. But I'm thinking of the prayers of Vrindadevi, which Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has established in his temples. And it's interesting because in the introduction to leave nectar devotion, he says that the goal of this Krishna consciousness movement is to enter into the dancing party of Radha and Krishna. Now, we were just talking about Gopeshwar, who also wanted to enter into the dancing party, the rasikins of Radha and Krishna. But Purnamasi gave him the form of Gopeshwar. Eventually, because he was prohibited to be in that Ras because he didn't have relationship. Although she gave him a form of a female form, a Gopeshwar. So he's the chokidar, the guard, security guard. We pray to him to please allow us to enter into it. So how can My Guru Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada tell us the goal of this Krishna consciousness movement is to enter into those pastimes. If he's not there himself, she's not there himself. Just a side note. We pray to those personalities that the Holy Name can manifest and Braj Bhakti Ras can manifest and Gopta Vrindavan Navadvip will enter into our hearts. Navadvip is a place where no offenses are considered. And our beloved Param Gurudev Srila Bhaktivedanta Keshava has established his temple, Devananda Gaudiya Math, Gaudiya Samiti, in Kaludvip, where it's Aparad Banjan. It's where all offenses are forgiven. Also, Srila Bhakti Rakshasana Siddharmaj established his Chaitanya Math there in Kaludvip. Very, very powerful. And of course, this year I was at Gopanima, and then afterwards I came back here to Vrindavan and then think I was going to go. So while you're in Navadvip, you pray that somehow by the mercy of Navadvip, Nityananda Mahaprabhu Garadhar, you can enter into Sri Vrindavan Dham and be under their shelter. And it's amazing how I've been locked down here, and Radharani won't let me go. It's so powerful. So, also, this first eighth verse of Upanishad, the essence of all instruction. Oh, I wanted to say that the verse in our prayers to Vrindavan that we sing in the morning, which is also very wonderful, Prabhupada gave us this. Because that is her position there in Goloka Vrindavan as well. Tulsi Maharani, Nanda Devi, I bow down before you again and again. My desire is to obtain the service of Sri Radha and Krishna. Whoever takes his shelter, whoever takes shelter of you has their wishes fulfilled. Bestowing your mercy on them, you grant them in the residence of the pleasure goals of Sri Vrindavan Dham. My desire is to also grant me those pleasure groves of Sri Vrindavan Dham, and then within my vision, I will always behold the beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. I beg you to make me the following the cowherd damsels of Braja. Please, please give me the privilege of devotional service and make me your maid servant. Gurudev quoting the Anyabhilashita Shunyam verse, how we reject different things. We reject materialism, we reject Mayavadi, we reject yoga, perfections, etc. We even reject Vaikuntha planets. We reject Ayodhya. We reject Dwarka. We even reject Mathura, and we reject other relationships in Vrindavan except for the Parikiras, maidservant of Srimati Radharani, Radhapalya Dasi in Vrindavan. That is our aspiration. Radhakali Dasi, Hoi Abhiman, Sigarai Mai Lai, Kaktava Gokula Khan. This is our aspiration. And while we're chanting, the Holy Name has everything. Nam Gum Yuk Lila, Avatars, Aryan Hor, Holy Name, non different. Nam Namakari Bahuda, Nitya Shara Shakti, Tapita Yamitas Mahi. Everything is in the Holy Name, all Shaktis, all avatars, all pastimes. And there's not hard and fast rules. Krishna's invested all of his energies there, and potencies and love, Radharani as well. But because we have some inattention and absorption and committing offenses, then we're not attracted to that Holy Name. So the pure Sudha Vaishnava chanting, pure Sudha Nam is always relishing. pastimes of Radha and Krishna, you need to learn to do in your heart, one after another. Like rain drops coming, different pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Radha and Krishna, Nityananda Vapudi, Radha Krishna, the Kojis of Vrindavan. So there are different literatures that explain Krishna's eightfold daily pastimes. And if I do continue to give some more morning classes or evening for you guys, then I want to go over some of these, the eight divisions of time, different activities, different leelas. There's Gaura Leela, Astakali leelas, and there's Radha Krishna Astakali leelas as well. So I have one book, and of course there's different books. Govinda Leela Amrita is also being used, Ujjvala Leela Mani, Krishna Bhavan Amrita. And there's one book by Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhavana Sara Sangraha, and it's more detailed. I remember the first time I was in the Sangha of Srila Maharaj and gradually learning how Srila Prabhupada had given him the task of taking us into the second level or the postgraduate study of what Swami Bhaktivinoda had come to give. He wanted us to enter into the postgraduate study. And as I gradually learned the different postgraduate aspects of my Prabhupada's gifts to us, like Mangalarti. Wow, I couldn't believe it. It was so transforming and amazing how Srila Gurudev, by the mercy of his Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada's Sannyas Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivinoda Keshavaraj, had given us under the guidance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mangal Arti Kirtan, glorifying that Nishanta Leela pastime. That Nishanta Leela, Mangal Leela that is happening during those times. How amazing it was, and how he is, in a special way, given us, you know, the Mangala Archik of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and then compiled it into the one we say, including those. It's just amazing what is actually happening at that time. And we can think this throughout the day as well, and become absorbed by different times of the day. We're so absorbed in what I'm doing, what I wanted to do, what my desires are for yesterday, for the future. Sometimes we get absorbed. I remember going on many morning walks with Gurudev, and Gurudev sometimes would stop and walk up to a devotee. He did it to me a couple of times as well. And he'd say, what is Radha and Krishna doing now? And usually in the morning, so sometimes devotees would get it right. But Gurudev would explain it in a very beautiful way. So, if there's time and I continue these, I can go over some of the dissertations at different times. Of course, where I'm at right now, it's past Nishanta Leela, and there's Prabhupada Leela's different leelas, and then the longest Astakaliya leelas, the day is Madhyam Leela, where Krishna and Radharani, they come to the banks of Radha Kund, and also Surya Kund, and in different places in Govardhan and caves, and etc. Krishna actually manifests different forms to be with the cowboy, so he can do his purpose of coming into the forest and associating with his beloveds, gopis and Srimati Radharani. So I'll try also to bring verses, and I noticed that Nityananda on this thread of, let me see if I can get it real quick, on this thread of, he's given different glorifications and holy name. I forget what that means. Ah, it's really nice how it is. Oh, there it is, Mahamantra. Okay, so he gives the, and we've heard it many times on the Krishna meditation album. I'm reading Shamrani's book explaining the early days, and it's amazing. But this Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada has given this glorification of holy name of the Lord from a lecture that is given in Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. We've heard it so much, but it's so nice. This transcendental vibration of chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is the sublime method of reviving our Krishna consciousness. As living spiritual souls, we are all originally Krishna conscious entities, but due to our association with matter from time immemorial, our consciousness is now polluted by the material atmosphere. We've heard that so many times, but how deep it is. From time immemorial, associated with matter, now we have to clean, clean away that pollution. In this polluted concept of life, we're all trying to exploit the resources of mature nature, but actually becoming more and more entangled in our complexities. This illusion is called Maya, or hard struggle for existence, for winning over the stringent laws of mature nature. This illusory struggle against the mature nature can at once be stopped by revival of our Krishna consciousness. Be stopped immediately by revival of our Krishna consciousness. Taking away these clouds, Chaito Dharpa Mahansa, burning away the existence in the Baba Mahabhavini Maka. Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition of the mind. It's the most natural thing. One psychologist once said that the mind and the heart have a form. And actually, the neurologists, they realized that actually the mind doesn't come from the brain, because there's hydrocephalic kids that are like geniuses. The mind actually resides in the heart, and the form of the heart is like if you take a square peg and try to put it in a round hole, it won't fit. So material life is trying to put so many square pegs into the hole, into this form of our heart, it's not square, it's not material, it's the form of Krishna, Radha and Krishna. That is the form of our heart. So it's the most natural thing. Chanting the holy name is the most natural thing, and our consciousness is gradually purified by taking shelter of it. It's not in position. It's the most natural and easy and sublime method. And we were just glorifying Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur a few days ago, who made the premonition, and we see that it's coming true, that and all over every town and village, and all over the world, gradually, different persons of different skin colors and religions and governments, they'll take up this chain of the Hari Nam and the town and the villages and into the streets accompanied by Mridanga cartels and dancing in the ecstasy. This consciousness is the original energy of the living entity. When we hear the transcendental vibration, this consciousness is revived, and the process is recommended by authorities for this age. Many times people who have head injuries and have some temporary amnesia, they're forgetful. They forget who their family is. They forget different things, their names and stuff like that. So gradually, they take away this temporary amnesia that was caused by an injury, and they introduce them into their normal atmosphere of friendship and activities, etc., etc., and sports and music and stuff like that. And so gradually it penetrates the mind and the covering of the person who had that head injury, and they start remembering. The synapses by the accident had caused forgetfulness or an obstacle in those brain waves being transferred properly through the nerve endings, etc. So similarly, this holy name is penetrating into our consciousness and reviving our original consciousness, our Krishna consciousness. It's also recommended by authorities. By practical experience also, we can perceive that by chanting this Maha Mantra, or great chanting for deliverance, one can at once feel transcendental ecstasy from the spiritual stratum. All of us have been given glimpses of this, and we've seen it in others. It's amazing, you know, in so many different cities, and I go in different countries in the world, and devotees, we go out and chant in the streets. It's just amazing to see people affected by hearing the sound vibration of the Lord. How, you know, and it just immediately causes them to stop what they're doing and become absorbed. It's amazing, the different types of and you're seeing it in different people, how they're experiencing the relationship with the Holy Name entering. It's a greatest service we can do, going out and chanting the streets and towns and villages. And it's very unfortunate that the demons have created this situation artificially to prohibit by so-called social distancing, something which is so important for this age of Kali. So we're going to see luckily this movement will save this material world from its misdirected materialistic situation. When one is actually on this plane of the spiritual understanding, surpassing the stages of sense, mind, and intelligence, one is situated on the transcendental plane. This chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, is directly enacted from the spiritual platform, surpassing all lower stages of consciousness, namely sensual, mental, and intellectual. There is no need of understanding the language of the mantra, nor is there any need of mental speculation, nor an intellectual adjustment for chanting this small mantra. We don't have to figure it out. We just have a little bit of faith and do it. And like a child may not understand anything about the properties of fire, although his parents urge him not to, or her not to come close to fire or touch it. But fire acts, you know, whether a person knows it or not. Similarly, some we don't, may not know all the different chemical aspects and biological properties of certain medicines, but if we take them on the instructions of a bona fide doctor, then it'll have its action. We have to be careful we don't get impostures. It springs automatically from the spiritual platform. As such, anyone can take part in this transcendent sound vibration without any previous qualification, and they can feel ecstasy. We have seen it practically. Even a child can take part of it, and a chanting, or even a dog can take part in it. There's so many pastimes like that. This chanting should be heard from the lips of a pure devotee of the Lord, so that immediate effect can be achieved. As far as possible, chanting from the lips of a pure devotee should be chanting from the lips of a non-devotee should be avoided as much as milk touched by the lips of a serpent causes poisonous effect. The word hara is a form addressing the energy of the Lord. As we know, hara is a vocative form of hare, and is Radharani. So we're praying, O Radha, O Krishna, O Krishna desiring to play in the heart of Radharani, and Radharani in the heart of Krishna, Ram. Krishna and Ram are forms of addressing directly to the Lord, and they mean the highest pleasure eternal. Hara is the supreme pleasure potency of the Lord. This potency, when addressed as Hare, helps us in reaching the Supreme Lord. Material energy, called as Maya, is also one of the multi-potencies of the Lord, as much as we are also the marginal potency of the Lord. So there's Bhairanga, material energy, Tatashta Shakti, and the marginal energy, which we are, and Antaranga Shakti, the Supreme Lord in His manifestations, incarnations, supreme abode, etc. The living energies are described as superior energy to matter. Krishna says, Daiviye Shikita Gunamaya Rano. Omira Puru Vayu Kamano Bhuvi Evacha Hankara Ityama Ina Prakriti Ashtada. Eight energies, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Five gross and three subtle are my external energy. And then he says in the next verse, Aprayam Tastunyam Prakritam Vedi Nepram Jiva Bhuta Mahabhaho Daite Charite Jagat. That besides this inferior energy, mine is living energy, Tatashta Shakti. He's been struggling with the material energy from time immemorial. But when the supreme marginal energy is in contact with the spiritual potency, Hara, it becomes the happy, normal condition of living energy. The three words, namely Hare Krishna and Rama, are the transcendental seeds of the Maha Mantra. And the chanting is the spiritual call for the Supreme Lord and His entering energy, Hara, Radharani, for giving protection to the conditioned soul. The chanting is exactly like genuine crying by a child for the mother. This is so important. Crying, like a cry of a child for the mother. Mother Hara, Radharani, helps in achieving the grace of the Supreme Father Hari or Krishna, as the Lord reveals himself to such a sincere devotee. No other means, therefore, of spiritualization is as effective in this age as chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, because I switched to that, did I lose the DeLorean's there. So, anyway, all right, I guess we'll stop here. I didn't get a chance to go into some of the leelas of different time periods of the day. But guys, if that can be completed, if there's the one you want to. Can anyone give me, I don't know if I cut myself off when I went to, oh no, I'm still podcasting. I don't know if any of you left. So thank you, my guys. Thank you, my guys. Thank you, my guys. I'm sorry, I see all these dandelions, all glories of single devotees. So, thank you so much. Now I'm leaving Radha Kund, going to Vrindavan, and there's a boy there who's expert shaving. And I'm going to shave up and become like a young boy again. So, I don't know if yesterday there's some comments and I forgot as I got on a little late today if when I stop speaking if it checks it, which is probably odd. But no one is today on it and nobody can show me. He should did it the other day, but I didn't realize that I had to do something. So I don't know if this is if it continues or if it only is initiated by my speech. It's better today, Vasilaj? Okay, thank you. Jai Ho! Govinda Namo Dharamaraviti Govinda Namo Dharamaraviti Govinda Namo Dharamaraviti Govinda Namo Dharamaraviti Jai Rari Rari Jai 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 Sri Rari 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 Jai 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 Sri Rari 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 Jai 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 Sri Rari 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 Jai 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 Sri Rari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Nitai, Jai Gaur, Jai Gaur, Jai Radha, Jai Guru Deva, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Guru Deva, Jai Prabhupada, Guru Parampara, Guru Parampara, Guru Parampara, Guru Parampara. Thank you, it's all glories to some of the devotees. Please forgive my mistakes. Rari, rari.